Man, my last in focus, my last segment, my next to last time on air on NBC.
And let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing.
Right. I got offered a job back in my home stomping grounds around Winfield, Arc City area at KSOK Radio, which is stationed in Arc City. And I'll be doing a morning show there. It's a FM country station, 95.9. Be doing that morning show, also be the news director for that for those stations, and also doing some sports broadcasting for Arc City football, and apparently in a pinch Southwestern College football if needed. So and of course basketball season, I'll be pretty busy as well, and being closer to home. And again, like I said a couple weeks ago when we talked about this the first time, it just was one of those things, just one of those offers I just couldn't refuse.
Yeah,
Looking forward to it, but definitely thankful for my time here in Manhattan. Been here a long time.
It's nice to come back home.
Yeah,
it is. You know, and Manhattan is my adopted hometown. And when I came back 2.5 years ago, it just felt so good.
Right.
It felt so good.
Right.
It was actually the third time I've come back, but second time I've come back.
Who's counting?
But yeah.
Who's counting?
Something like that.
But for sure, I'm looking forward to it. As I may have mentioned last time, but I definitely have mentioned to some friends that earlier this spring, my grandpa did have a little bit of a scare, had a fall. He's fine now. He bounced back extremely quickly, but had some broken bones, and it was one of those things that, you know, when you're in your 20s and just getting out of college and going through all that, you don't think about family as much. As it's not as big as a priority in your 20s as it is, you know. I'm 32 now, and especially when my grandpa had that scare, it did kind of put things in perspective a little bit, as far as, you know, you don't, it's like, oh, my grandparents, I still have two grandparents on my mom's side, and it was just kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, they are getting up there, and you don't know how much time you have left. And I have a niece that I've talked about quite a bit on these airwaves, a niece that'll be 3 in November, and I don't get to see too often, so it'll be cool to, you know, be more of a presence and an uncle for her, and be around family, and
fully understand that.
Yeah,
those have weighed in on my decisions in my career as well.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, we're going to start with this.
Uh-oh.
Thank you, Brady Bowman, for instilling the importance of comic books, science fiction, and superheroes to our audiences.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brady Bowman, for bringing Rusev Day to regional significance, although nobody else cares.
Well, a happy Rusev Day to you. And everyone.
And everyone. Let's try this couple more times. Thank you, Brady Bowman, for creating a new term I've personally embraced. The shelf of awesomeness.
Yes.
And that's important.
It is. Everyone should have a shelf of awesomeness.
Everyone should have a shelf of awesomeness. And finally, thank you, Brady Bowman, for doing your best in news, sports, and as the morning show co-host with on-the-spot reporting and creating whimsy in our morning show.
Whimsy, yeah.
Whimsy, whimsy. I like that. But, Brady, we are not done.
Oh, I kind of had a feeling this is going to be coming, actually.
It's the In Focus Hot Seat.
Stoke. Burn it.
All right. It only seemed appropriate to close out with this, doesn't it?
I think so.
All right. First question. The story that you covered that most impacted you.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, you know, it's different being on this side of the hot seat.
I just want an answer, dude.
Oh, man. That impacted me the most. Well, there's been so many, like, court cases that I've covered. I would say probably, I think you got to go to the Dusty Bookshelf Fire.
You know, and that's one that kind of really stuck with me because you were on that in a hurry and did a Facebook Live video that just got thousands and thousands of views.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
I was counting, but...
Next question. What will you miss most about living in Manhattan, Kansas?
The
high rent?
I won't miss that, but definitely the people. Definitely. There's been such an outreach to me. There's been so many people that emailed me or stopped me in town and said, you know, we hate to see you go, understand it, but, you know, very appreciative. And that's what makes Manhattan so good. It's just the people, the sense of community, and especially in local government, our area agencies, nonprofits, everybody comes together really well. And I'll definitely miss the people, most importantly.
If you've ever heard Bill Snyder speak in front of a pep rally, he will say that he came for the people and stayed for the people and came back for the people.
Yep. I made a lot of friendships here that I think will be lasting.
What about your new venture at KSOK in our Kansas City? Are you looking forward to the most?
Ooh. I think probably just to get behind the mic for some play-by-play, some sports play-by-play again. I think that'll be pretty fun. Honestly, my first forays into broadcasting were sports broadcasting. I'm at 91.9 here at K-State doing play-by-play color, and I've done some color here for our Manhattan broadcasting station. So, yeah, probably that, just to switch things up a little bit and get back into that.
Final question. What can we do to make the world a better place?
Ooh, yes.
You knew that's what we were going to end with, right?
I think, and you know what? I was kind of thinking about this the other night. When it comes to solving our problems, especially on the political end of things, is looking at the solutions and thinking about solutions. Because to me, I think what's most frustrating sometimes about our political gridlock is that it's not as if we can't solve these problems. We put a man on the moon. We got a computer that fits in our hands. As a society, especially as an American society, we've accomplished a lot of great things. So when it comes to some of these issues that we're facing, and they're especially on the racial end of things, these are definitely complicated, hundreds of years old problems. But we figured complicated stuff out before. So I think if we could just get together and actually focus on the solutions of the problem instead of assigning blame or looking at it like a football game that there's a scoreboard somewhere that somebody wins and somebody loses. We just get solution focused and realize that we can do it. We can fix it. If we get together on it, I think that'll make the world a better place.
That's pretty deep.
I
and you
America.
Did that without a script.
Yeah.
And I thought the ding right there was perfect timing, too.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that concludes our In Focus hot seat, but... seriously, Brady, once again, we are very thankful for the work that you have done here, Manhattan Broadcasting, and the time that you and I have spent together working
time.
Game shows and just hanging out. You're a good friend. Going to miss having you on the other side of the glass.
Oh, right back at you. But
friendships don't end.
You know where to find me. Distance. You got my number.
I do, and that could be a scary thing.
Yes, it can.
All right, Brady Bowen, good luck to you, sir. Wishing the best for you.
Thanks, everybody.
News Radio.